couple ABs to see how he's feeling. At bat, two at bat. You know, that's probably the thing that's standing out for us right now. Nick Ahmed will continue to get treatment and is on a good path to get back in the lineup in a couple days. So that's really all that I can think of right now with nothing new to report.
Nate Picaro.
Hey, Tori. Do you think that the time away from camp for LeCastro could end up playing a part in, you know, his opportunity to claim at bats? Is that still sort of an open question in your mind as he gets back here?
Well, I mean, as far as claiming at bats, no, he's going to get plenty of them. He's going to obviously work his way back into it, and he's going to get some opportunity to collect as many at bats as possible. So he was here to earn a spot. He was here to work hard to show us what he could do, and my mindset hasn't changed whatsoever. Of course, there's probably over the past 10 days, probably 3 to 4 games that he's missed, and that's 10 to 15 at-bats that he fell behind with, but it's not a concern of mine. He's going to make up those at-bats and show us what he could do.
Do you have any other questions? There you go. Steve, go ahead, back to you.
Tori, just with your right field situation, I see you have Varsho out there today. How do you feel about him out there? I know his arm might not be a typical right fielder arm, but where do you kind of see the right field competition right now?
Well, you're seeing all the guys get their reps out there, and they're competing for playing time. And I don't like to go over all the names because I'm probably going to forget some, but it's clear as to who's going to get the opportunity to go out there and you know, collect those at-bats and show us what they can do to earn some more playing time. As far as Varsho, how do I feel about him out there? I feel very good about him out there. He's a great athlete. He's shown the ability to play center field. There's times where he's played the corner, and I have no problem putting him in any three outfield spots. The arm part of that equation for me is slightly overrated. Of course, you want to have, 8 arms across the outfield. But for me, the way we position guys and how we close down distance on ground balls and, throw to the right base and do it accurately, that to me is very, very important. And all of our outfielders do that.
Jack Summers.
Tori, are you any closer to determining whether you feel like you need to go into the season with possibly 2 left-handed relievers, or do you think you'll feel comfortable with just 1?
Good question. Haven't yet figured that out. Those are discussions that we're having here internally, and we're going over, different projections with different guys, and whether it's 1 or 2, we haven't determined, and I want guys to go out and compete. But the number of guys that we take with us and whatever that final number is hasn't been determined. We want to take the best pieces that are going to fit the puzzle the right way for us.
Nate Picaro.
It looked like I can't remember exactly whose turns it would be in the rotation, but I looked at the game notes and it looked like it was not your regular starters for a couple of days coming up. Are there B games in the works with those guys as well?
There's a B game today that I was able to watch Merrill throw, so I know that was one potentially. I don't have it all in front of me. We do our best to get guys work, and we're trying to get 14 guys stretched out as starters. So it's going to be a little bit of a challenge in those areas where we can get a little creative with who they're facing. We're going to do that. So everybody that's supposed to get the work will get the work where it lands, whether it's a B game, a sim game, or an A game. You guys understand that strategy.
Speaking of Merrill today, how did he look in the B game? How did you feel like he looked?
Real good. Real good. On the attack with all of his pitches, and did a really nice job of controlling them and shaping them. It was a good outing, and he got two at bats and he got two sacrifice bunts down. So solid day for Merrill all the way around. Wyatt Matheson swung the bat extremely well. Lopes swung the bat extremely well, even though he's not in our camp still. So those were a couple of the highlights for me while I was there for the five innings I was able to see.
Back to you, Nick.
Yeah, with Wyatt, was that his first time in the outfield for you guys this spring? And did he get tested? And do you have any sense for how he's taken to the outfield overall?
It's his second time. He's played both B games in left field, a little bit of left, a little bit of right. And, you know, my conversations with him have been easy enough that have made me – has left me feeling that he's gaining comfort out there with each pitch that he's seeing out there. So it's not perfect. He's an infielder that's trying to transition into the outfield and get some reps out there. But he's been doing a ton of work with McKay prior to the two starts, and we just got to raise the comfort level, and we'll see where that takes us from here. But has he been tested? Nothing that I've really seen. He's made some plays, and it looks comfortable.
Is the way he's played kind of told you a good story?
Only really good story so far.
Evan Thompson?
Hi, Tori. What you said about Merrill with the bunts made me think of this. Where, as a whole right now, are the pitchers, or how are they looking with their sacrifice bunts right now?
I'm not able to see everything in camp, but I'm getting reports on their work habits and what they've been doing, and everybody's been telling me that it's gone very well. I've been there for portions of it, but not all of it. And it is a priority for us to improve in that area. So from what I've seen, everything has been very positive, and what I've heard, it's been the same. We take our pitchers hitting and bunting very seriously here. It's like I said the other day, it's like special teams. We want to win the field position battle at any cost, and they're a part of that as well. On that, today's date is what?
13th.
Yes, I think it's bum start. We will start hitting our pitchers. I know you guys have been asking me for the date on that. So bum start will be the first day where our pitchers will hit games.
That's just a coincidence, I'm sure.
One of the best hitting pitchers of all time, right? So let's get it going.
You have anything else?
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tori.
Thank you, guys.